LNB's audio diary for Jeepers Creepers. What is this? It's I think the 25th. Is that what it is? Hold on, let me check my phone. It is, I'm so sorry, this is stupid because you know what day you're listening this on. It's the 26th, a Saturday of 2023. It's just about 20 to, it's a little past 7:30, in other words. I am on my way to the shelter today. I'm going to look after that rabbit. Not a big deal. Then after that, I got some shopping to do. And I have to hit the dump and just the usual stuff today, really. Let's see. I was really bombed. I had a short story that I had written specifically for the Anon Radio show on my Thursday night. It's Friday morning. Midnight, Friday, UTC, but, you know, I'm UTC minus 7 here in Arizona, so, that comes out to 5 o'clock in the evening for me, and I think I've talked about this before, but the way it works is that I'm pushing my audio stream up to a non-radio server, and from there it gets served out as a regular radio stream, right, to anybody who wants to listen. And everything is blocked out in times. So my time is midnight UTC. If for some reason I don't connect, it automatically rolls over into an archived episode that I've, you know, from, because they record everything that gets broadcast, and it gets separated into separate categories. It's really complicated and very, very well executed, I think. So in other words, if I'm not there, they're not putting a random show from anybody up. They're putting one of my shows up. So it's still my time slot, and this is a repeat, okay? So the problem with all this is that my internet is really bad. It's very spotty. And very often it goes out. Not completely out, but it's like dead for a couple of minutes sometimes. Sometimes longer. And other times it will go completely out and the router gets a red light and warns me that there's no internet. And that'll happen. But it's very, very overburdened and poorly maintained. Right? That's Frontier Communications. If anybody who lives rurally and has Frontier, they know my pain. So that's the problem. So you can see where this is going, right? My time rolls up at 5 o'clock p.m., which happens to be the beginning of prime time around here, or people are getting home. Prime time's the wrong word because it implies television, but people get home from work or whatever within that hour, or even beginning, you know, beforehand, and they're logging onto the internet, and our internet is overburdened here, so we end up with this spotty, you know, coverage for the evening. And if it can't connect, if I can't connect to a non-radio at my time slot, it automatically goes to a archived show, right? So I spend, well, I added it up, it's something like 13 or 14 hours for an audio short from creation, from the beginning when I was writing it to the time that it's done. I've spent this much time to create this piece for this show, and then I can't connect, right? And that's what happened Thursday, and that's the second time in the last 3 weeks that's happened, okay? So I was really bummed out. I was very, very unhappy about that. Whatever. I have content for next week then, right? Because nobody heard this week's. Fine. What that also means, though, is that I will be starting to produce audio versions of my Glimpses of Opal City short shorts. that I was featuring and will continue to feature in the Star Drifter newsletter. Now, once again, don't confuse the Star Drifter newsletter with the Tottenberg newsletter. They both went out over the same feed, but Tottenberg was specifically about the creation of the image and the ship by Ignatz and myself, and that's done. We ran through that. We got about, what was it, a year and a half or so, maybe more, of content from all of those letters, and that's run its course. You can go back, it's all archived, you can go back and read them all if you want to, and if you're interested in that sort of stuff, I encourage it. I think it was really quite revelatory to see that sort of thing, you know, chronicled and spread out. But the Star Drifter newsletter is just about Star Drifter in general. Everything that's going on, right? And I don't have a lot of updates because there's not a lot to go on there. Perhaps I should start putting out a newsletter every time I put out a new chapter of the audiobook. That makes sense, right? Maybe I'll start doing that. But at any rate, I published, or will publish, you'll see that on Monday, the written version of this short on Monday. That'll be, today's Saturday, so 2 days from now. That'll go out on Monday, just like other glimpses of Opal City that have appeared. So the written versions will always go in the newsletter. And then I'm going to start recording the audio versions and putting them out over the Star Drifter, podcast feed, right? So that's going out this week as well, this upcoming week. So you'll be able to see that on, it'll be at the end of the week. So you'll be able to hear that then if you want to. I'm trying to, keep things so that they're kind of organized. And yes, this punches right in the middle of All He Surveys, but that's okay. You know, All He Surveys comes out when it comes out, and you can listen to individual chapters when they come out. And if I have short shorts in between chapters, that's fine too. That's just fine. And I don't mind it, in other words. Maybe you do, but I don't. So, yeah, that's what I've been working on with that stuff. But I was happy with the way it turned out. You know, I had fun with it. It's not a comedy. I think there's some humor to it overall. But it's a parody. I won't go into it. I'm not going to say. Just take a listen, see if you get a laugh, and then, drop me a line if you want to. LostInBronx@gmail.com, LostInBronx@gmail.com. It was a fun week for that. Thursday was a low point, but, you know, what are you going to do Thursday early evening? That was bumming, but whatever. It is what it is. And it's not like a lot of people are really listening or care on a non-radio. You know, as I say, it's a really clever setup for them, but, you know, the fact is there aren't a lot of listeners at any one time. So, let's see. I don't know. What else am I up to? Well, I'm getting ready to record Chapter 20 of All He Surveys. Keeping it in that theme. I've had a few delays with that because every time I go to read it, you know, because I always reread it before I go in and record. And every time I do, I'm finding stuff I want to fix. I want to change. I'm tinkering with the text. It's happened to me 3 times now. I did 5 drafts of that chapter before I published it, right? And now I've done at least 3 more drafts, you know, to record. And that does mean that the audio is different than the written version. But when I'm all done with the audio, I'm going to re-upload the new version, you know, the revised version that I made as I went along fixing everything to record of the text, right? So when I'm done with the audio, the text will align more or less with the audio. Not good enough that you can follow it on, I don't know, you know, that whole, you know that, I don't know if you know, but Amazon, who's it, Audible and Amazon have that thing where you buy the book in written form and you get it in audio too if you want. So you can read the book on a Kindle. This is for ebooks, right? You can read the book on a Kindle and then open up your, you know, your podcatcher and or open up your Audible app on either the Kindle or on another device, and it will pick up the book in audio form where you left off in, you know, in written form. It's impressive technology, and supposedly it works really well. I've never used it. I actually don't have an Audible account, believe it or not. I have two things up on Audible through ACX, but ACX is their back end, and I have an ACX account, but I don't have an Audible account, which is very strange. But anyway, because I don't buy books through them. I get them, you know, I get my audiobooks elsewhere. So it's, yeah, it's all pretty bizarre and stratified, but it's impressive technology, but I don't like the lock in there. So, anyway, it should be pretty straightforward once I do get everything, you know, I get the text massaged to the way I want for reading, right? And then when I'm done with the book, which is soon, right? Because it's only 25 chapters in volume one. When I'm done with that book, I will upload the finished text for volume one. And anybody who's already bought it, you can go back and get the new revised text. They all do that. They all allow for that, right? It's not going to change the story. You know, the story is exactly more or less the same. I'm just tightening up some of the sentences and making it cleaner for my own sake. And it's part of my process, and it's not a great process. In fact, it's a pretty dreadful process. But, you know, the tech allows me to do it, so that's how I do it. But yeah, I'll record that soon. But it's right now I can't because I'm still in the middle of it. But anyway, yeah, it's been a lot of Star Drifter. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what's going on. I have been working on the role-playing game a lot. I think I mentioned maybe last time that I have started to expand the rules into the setting, and it'll be broken down setting, and then there'll be a section at the end for adventures and stuff like that. And as far as I'm concerned, this is now a really expansive period for the game, right? For writing the game book, right? This is a period where I can now begin to really build on material that I have already created, right? And apply it to the strictures of the rules, right? I'm not entirely certain how I'm going to do that, and I don't want the lore section of the, you know, the setting of the game to just be a dense block of text. You know, I just don't want that. I don't want it to be separate from the concept of the game. And what I mean by that is, you know, the game rules, you read all that, and it's, you know, it talks about dice and numbers and this and that, right? Then you get to the setting, and it's nothing but text, like a dry history book or an article about something, you know, some fantasy world. And I don't want that. I want it to be clear that this is integrated into the game's system, right? So that means having the setting, describing all the stuff I've created, but allowing for a great deal of customization, either through dice rolls or through choices that people are allowed. Like, you know, they're like creating a particular, like for, and this has got to be in the setting section, creating star systems, creating space stations, you know, There's got to be rules for that, and I think it needs to be here, you know? So, you know, integrating with, you know, in this part of the galaxy, you have this sort of stuff, you know, this sort of government. And in the Alliance, you have all these many different choices of governments, and there'll be tables and dice rolls that you can make to create star systems that have that sort of stuff going on, you know? And that'll be here in the setting. So it's that sort of work, right? Where there'll be hard and fast stuff saying this goes on, this is happening, you know, this sort of stuff is happening in this part of space, right? Like this is the government, this is, you know, da da da, and it's structured this way, and blah 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 blah. Yeah, all of that will be listed down, but then there'll be options, because there are many star systems, and there'll be options for you to choose to create your own, you know, and variations like that. So I think that's important, and I think that needs to be there in the setting, because it's lore, but it is specifically for the setting, you know, not for the characters, right? The next section will have all that material there, including games, and maybe the game should be in a separate section again, I don't know, but stratifying the rules like that, so that, you know, the game book, I should say, like that, so you have the rules section, you have a setting section, and you have all these different sections that you can turn to when you're looking to either create a campaign, or you're in the middle of a game and you're looking up rules. The book should be able to supply all that for you. So anyway, you know, because I debated over time whether all of that stuff should be separate publications, right? Whether the rules just go out dry as they are. Then I put out a book on just the setting. And then I put out a book on characters and adventures and this and that, right? And I finally decided, no, I want a comprehensive game book. I want a book where you pick up this thing, and if you go through it and you pay attention and you absorb what's there and like what's there, you gotta like it, right? If you want to, in other words, you can use that book as a source to create an entire game campaign. And I think that would be cool. I think that would be pretty cool. So anyway, I started work on that. It's still very early days. The very first thing is a timeline of events, of historical events for the Star Drifter universe. Now I have a small timeline in a section in the rules when you're talking about timekeeping, because time, they go to a different calendar. They start using a different calendar in the future. And I had a section on time to explain that and how you begin to use the new calendar. And because everything after that point is in the new calendar. I'm not using references to the modern calendar. Everything, you know, following is in the new calendar. And that, to me, will give it a little bit more of a... It's a little tighter, in other words. When I go to create the setting, everything will be structured in a way that it seems like this is all a tight sort of universe. You know, we're talking about places and locations and events that occurred, and we're using the you know, the native, if you want to say it, native sort of timekeeping system. And it's very, very simple until you want to reference necessarily, you know, how far ahead in our future it is. But that's what the other, you know, the section on the calendar is all about. So, and then you can make those calculations and find out how far in the future all of that is. So, anyway, I guess that's it for today, because I am at the shelter.